Michelle said.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. How are you doing today?
Man, doing great. Yeah, doing good. It feels good to get on mic with you. It's been a couple weeks and since we've recorded anyway. I know this comes out weekly, but yeah, man, just good to reconnect and, licking my wounds still from December, but... just trying to keep it on the rails, man. It's all good. Things are great. We're busy around the Country Squire and just trying to keep my head on straight.
You know, I kind of hesitate to ask, but I kind of want to, because obviously today in particular, when we record is a little bit different from when the episodes go out, and I know that that's gonna
mess
perhaps
with people.
Impact the information that I'm about to ask you about, but. Today, your website crashed, and I was just curious if you want to talk about that and why it crashed
again,
and what's available,
like,
and whether or not
time,
it's still available.
Well, okay, this is the thing, right? We have spent the last, let's see, I bought the shop, gosh, folks have been following us throughout this whole process. I bought this business about 6 years ago. I've worked there about 11 now, and every time, we come out with something new, we've been very fortunate. We're very blessed and honored, really, that folks are, trusting us with their tobacco needs and eager to support our family business and the folks that great folks that work for us and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, every time we think we're going to come out with this new thing and it's going to be exciting and, there's going to be some rush to get it. And so we've upgraded our website, we think, enough to accommodate all these new friends that we have, and so every single time it's like the bashful tobacconist. It's like, well, no one's probably going to get any of this, so we no one's probably going to order any of this or whatever. And then, and then they do, and it just shuts our business down. Our phones don't work at the shop. It's out of control.
Like, you got slammed, man.
So literally, phones don't work. The internet's not working. Our website is just literally locked up, and so.
And this is, of course, you had an esoteric address. That wasn't esoteric. What was it that dropped?
Today, as we record, is January 3rd, which is, as we all know, is J.R.R. Tolkien's birthday.
Yeah.
And so we have our annual Tolkien kind of Middle Earth sale first week in January, as if we weren't, crazy enough, like getting, over the holidays and New Year's and, like I said, licking our wounds, like, well, we can't miss the opportunity to honor the master himself. He would have been 130 this year. And man, it's just, it's special. So anyway, we had debuted our sale this week, but then also we came out with a new tobacco. And that is what we think has kind of pushed this over the edge. So new tobacco today from the Country Squire. It's a small batch tobacco, and what that means is that you will have the opportunity to get it again, but every time it comes out, it will be coming out in limited amounts.
Ladies and gentlemen, John David Cole, the Country Squire, now bigger than Esoterica. I love it, man. Man,
it certainly shut our
one
shut
pipe
our
tobacco
shop down.
To rule them all.
Yeah,
man. This
I don't
is
know.
Great.
But anyway, so our new small batch blend that we came out with is called Murkwood, and we're really excited about Murkwood. And I think once you try the tobacco, you'll really understand the name and the appeal and kind of what we were going for there. So. By far, our most popular blend in our Middle Earth series at the Squire is Old Toby. And Old Toby, super popular. But, the thing about Old Toby is that it is incredibly moist and it is very, very sweet. And even though it has perique, for some people that are subtle perique fans, it kind of, it's just a very minor character in the melange that, is Old Toby. And so we took the ingredient. This is what we did. We took the ingredients of Old Toby. We've been wanting to do this for a while. And we tweaked it. And we tweaked the ratios and the proportions. And then we got it to kind of where we wanted it. We're looking for something more full-bodied, less moist, you know, won't gunk up your pipe quite as much. Still sweet, but kind of leaning more into the, you know, full bodied, spicy, you know, lets you know that you're smoking tobacco kind of thing, right? So, and then we put it in the press and we pressed it and made a large crumble cake. And we did this several times and then tore it apart by hand, tore the whole cake apart by hand. And so this whole process kind of develops this tobacco that we're very proud of. And it's Mirkwood. And Mirkwood is, it's spicy, it's full bodied, it is semi-sweet, and it's really good. And so anyway, I hope if you're kind enough to try it and give us a chance, we'd love to send you some. So anyway, it totally shut our shop down today, and we will be coming out with more down the road. So this is not a one and done thing. This is a small batch drop that we look forward to bringing out in the future, you know, once we're able to, you know, to get some more made up. So anyway,
man, I love it. No, I saw the email go out, and then I heard you were having all these issues. I'm like, I have not heard you had these kind of issues since like your last esoteric.
It's esoteric level. Yeah. And you know, folks are calling and they're like, you know, the last time the smoking pipes had a esoteric drop, it, you know, shut their website down for a few minutes. But I mean, they have like a warehouse and a forklift and like, you know, we're just this dusty old shop in the deep south. So anyway, we're trying to make it work, but we're very thankful that folks believe in us. So anyway, man, it's exciting.
Exciting, stressful, but exciting.
Man. I want to go home and drink so bad.
Oh, you know what, man? Speaking of which, and it's a great transition here because there's something that I have neglected to do for the last 3 weeks that some would say is
bathe.
I have been.
You're looking a little greasy there, Bo. I'm just kidding.
No, man. No, I'm clean on that standpoint, but my record is not clean.
Ooh.
Let me just say this right now. This is my public apology to the great nation of Canada. What's Canada?
It's a nation.
Landmass.
It is a
the northern landmass above North America. The north of the north.
You realize you're gonna have to apologize for your apology.
I'm trying to get it right. to the collective countries that are Canada. No, wait, Quebec? No, what's Canada?
Canada is a country. It's its own nation. It is part of
right,
it is part of the greater Commonwealth of Nations, which kind of trace its lineage back to the British Empire, but it's a standalone country now. It's its own thing.
All right. I'm sorry. Clearly I don't know what I'm talking about, but here is my apology to the country of Canada.
You idiot.
Several weeks back, I talked about how Canada, I did not know that Canada knew anything about rye and whiskey in general. And some folks from the great country of Canada and all of its Monty and Moose filled lands wrote in and pointed out, like, some people actually didn't actually write things. They just sent me a picture, man. And the picture was of a bottle of Crown. Now,
Crown Royal, right?
Yeah. Crown Royal. Now I should mention, I don't drink Crown. If that is not obviously clear, I don't dislike Crown. Crown's great, but it's just not, all of my memories associated with Crown Royal are not positive. How do I say this? They don't evoke the positive feelings that I would like ascribed to the maple syrup capital of the world. You know what I mean? Like they're not good. They're not the kind of things that I personally associate. Now that's me as an individual. So all that to say, Canada, you make great whiskey. And I apologize for my Southern ignorance that kept me from recognizing
Southern ignorance. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think we're trying to fight that
yeah,
narrative to some extent, but
yeah,
but I did not do a good job representing. So anyway, Crown Royal, Canada, I apologize. There it is.
Well done.
All right, John David.
Well done. That's great. That's great. I, you know, it's always good to take your lumps. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will. And I'm sure I won't have to apologize for that apology. I'm sure it's going to go over great. It's going to go over great.
Yeah, whatever.
No, man, I love Canada. I've not had the pleasure, but hopefully one day I will, because, man, we have got some big things happening this year. And, we've been teasing it out for a while. We've kind of teed it up a little bit in the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
But, man, you and I are sitting here right at the kickoff of 2022. And, you know, over the last past year, we've been talking and thinking about the show, thinking about, you know, what it has been for years to us personally.
Yeah.
But also to just listeners from around the world. And also, like, getting back and thinking back to the beginning of Country Squire Radio, the early days, like the pre, like, okay, John David, I'm going to cast your mind back. And for our listeners, Russ, people who have been with us since like the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how many of y'all remember this. We used to do this podcast in my, like, originally, like, in my old house.
Yeah, it was in your bedroom.
We had my spare bedroom. We had a webcam that we attempted early on when we did the live show and everything. And it was, like, above our heads. And back then, I actually had hair. Well, I mean, I've got hair now, but I had more hair back then.
Different
so
form,
it wasn't
right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting a camera up above my head right now. I'll just put it that way. But it was a terrible angle, extremely unflattering. We used some web streaming service that doesn't exist anymore. And like, they bombarded people with ads when you tried to log in and everything. And I will never forget our first live show that we did back then was like 34 people tuned in. And we were like, what? You know,
it's what? True, man. Yeah. We thought, man, it was just a miracle. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think within the first 10 episodes, the podcast like got legs, like got like rocket fuel that we never anticipated.
Yeah.
Because originally, when you and I sat down and we talked about what the show was going to be, the goal was to bring the spirit of a mom and pop tobacco shop, specifically the Squire, to customers in the local community of the Country Squire, and kind of give them that piece of the shop that beckons them back in and kind of welcomes them home and gives them that kind of piece of community, regardless of where they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what we didn't foresee, but became very clear early on, like right after those first 7 to 10 episodes, is that people from outside of our local community discovered the show and they tapped into what we were trying to do, which was communicate that spirit of the shop. And they longed for it, man. Like people like wanted, like we got so many emails in saying like, I don't have the like a local Squire type of shop or community or pipe club, but man, I wish I did. And I really love writing in or listening to the show because it makes me feel like I'm there. It makes me feel like I'm in the shop with you.
And that was, and you want to talk about an honor. We really felt that. Like, I mean, you know, folks from, you know, very remote parts of the country and the world that, you know, they were writing in and still do to let us know that, hey, we're kind of their brick and mortar community. You know, we're their tobacconist, even though they live in a place that doesn't have one. And even if they don't order tobacco from us, it's just the sense of community, the sense of connectedness, the sense to be able to talk pipes, but also just connect with people on a personal level and enjoy that camaraderie that, you know, is birthed by our common love of pipe tobacco. It's it's something we didn't really anticipate. We really didn't.
But it's been interesting, man, because as that became the case, as it became clear, we kind of rose to the challenge, and we kind of felt this responsibility to kind of larger pipedom, to not only communicate the spirit of the shop, but also to educate and kind of create essentially like a, you know, I mean, like, for example, we're this episode, I know eventually we're going to get to our topic for Pipe Smoking 101, but, you know, like episodes like that and really kind of do more deep dives and be kind of that infotainment that, you know, has kind of grown and people have kind of come to know Country Squire Radio to be. And man, I love telling people about Country Squire Radio, man, because if like, for example, very recently I was in New Orleans and I was talking to somebody and they asked what I did. And I explained, you know, I have a podcast production company that, oh, what kind of shows do you do? And I always love bringing up Country Squire Radio because they're like, you know, pipe tobacco podcast. How do you talk about, you know, how do you have enough content for that? I was like, well, we've been doing it weekly since 2013. And we've
literally. It's true.
And the fact of the matter is, man, we've got so much great content that has happened over the last several years where we've, you know, we've really, it's funny because every once in a while, just to pull the curtains back, we've had times scattered throughout the years where it's like, oh man, what are we going to talk about? And we kind of put our heads together and we come up with like 20, 30 episodes and like, you know, all these different concepts, or listeners will submit ideas. And that's the great thing about this show, is it's been a very collaborative effort with the audience, with you guys that are listening, to really make this show what it is and has been, has become, and is becoming. Because in 2022, we are extremely excited to announce a couple of new series that'll be coming to Country Squire Radio. We desperately want to get back to the heart of why we started Country Squire Radio. And let me be clear about that, because what we started was to create that spirit, that kind of audio space of being in the Squire, of being in that mom and pop pipe tobacco shop, that community aspect. And while originally we did that with the intention for the local audience, we want to get back to that same core concept for all of you, so that we want to provide that space that is being in a pipe shop and having the kind of conversations that you hear inside a pipe shop, and being kind of that comfort, that getaway, that respite. And then also being able to kind of like, you know, let your hair down a little bit and like share and kind of open up and that sort of thing.
Man, amen.
Yeah. So we are very, very excited to introduce a couple of new series coming this year. And I'm about to tell you about it. We'll tell you more deeper into them as we get to those series. And understand, this is scattered throughout a lot of returning series that you've come to know and love about Country Squire Radio. So, you know, for example, Squire Select, Tobacco Talk, Top 3, those are not going away. You know, those are going to be here, but we're also going to incorporate some different shows. Like, for example, Father to Father. This is going to be a conversation between John David and myself about becoming fathers. We'll be sitting back, smoking our pipes, and just opening up about that experience for us. And just sharing what that's been like over a pipe. We're also going to be doing From the Library, talking about some different things that either one of us is reading or kind of encouraging the other one to read. We might actually be writing something as well and wanting to share that with you inside that, that series. And then also, and I'm really excited about this one, The Finer Things. And I kind of want to wait on that one to dive deeper into that one once we get there. Yeah.
There's so much, there's so much richness to mine in that particular, concept. I really, really fired up about that.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. and then like, you know, and then we've got some more series as well that we'll be kind of introducing as we go along. Those will be kind of some of the first series that you'll hear from us, but we've got some big ones that we're really excited to share with you as well. And then we've got this one series, man, that we've had since almost the beginning. That's going to be going through some tweaking, I guess, is for lack of a better word. And that is our Heroes of the Bowl series, which I love the Heroes of the Bowl series, but I've always hated the name Heroes of the Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever liked that. I remember when we rolled it out, everybody's like, Heroes of the Bowl? Like, are they sitting on the toilet? What's going on? Like, what is going on?
Maybe.
Yeah. People either had a problem with using Bowl in the name or Heroes in the name. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing with that is we're going to be kind of tweaking that series a little bit. And if I could point to anything, it would be our most recent Heroes of the Bowl, the Van Gogh episode, with that kind of level of energy and kind of fun and kind of a deep exploration of an individual of interest. And so, yeah, we don't quite have a name for what that's going to be yet. And I find myself now, what is it, like 9 years later almost, where, like, with that same question of what do we call this series?
Yes. Yeah.
So whatever it'll be, it's going to go through some tweaking and it'll be better than yours.
And let's just hope that the placeholder doesn't become the next name for another 9 years.
Man,
I'll tell you what.
But the great thing is, with kind of retweaking that series, we'll be able to revisit some of the folks that we've covered in the past, but with a different kind of more intentional light to covering their life story. Whereas before it was like, oh, this person was a pipe smoker. They did something cool. And this is the pipe they had. And this is the tobacco they had. Like, now we're going to walk through their life story and kind of the points of interest and, you know, really kind of explore them, both the lore that surrounds that individual and just the reality as well. And so I think that could be something that's fun. So that's our goal with this coming year, bringing those kind of conversations that you'd hear inside the Country Squire and hopefully like throughout pipe shops around the country, as well as also still providing those great Squire Select pairings, those great tobacco talks, those top three deep dives that y'all are looking for. It's going to be a fun year, man.
I think I just want to interject.
Oh, and Pipe Smoking 101, of course. I'm sorry. We're still going to do the Pipe Smoking 101.
Which is like the biggest right? Exactly. Yeah. Or one of the biggest ones, certainly. Yeah. I want to, you know, just really double down on what some of Bo is saying here. Like, the magic of a place like the country squire, the magic of a place like your local brick and mortar pipe shop, is that once you light up that bowl with your friend or with someone you've never met before, something happens and you just drop your guard and you start connecting in ways that you never have before. And we want to recapture that for the show. We want to come back to that. We've developed this community that is literally worldwide. I mean, you guys, if you would see the numbers that we, you know, of all the folks that listen to our show and support the show and reach out to us because of this, we're just stunned, literally stunned at all the support. And so we want to bring that sense again back to the Country Squire Radio community. If we're going to be this kind of virtual pipe shop, how do you bring that sense of, you know, that dropping your guard, being real and intimate, talking about things that are important? You know, how do you bring that back to what we're doing here? Something we've done for 9 years. And gosh, you know, I'm excited about kind of, you know, I guess the right word is pivoting in that direction just a little bit and kind of pulling that thread and seeing where it goes. And so I think the show will feel familiar, but I also think, you know, there'll be some sense in which we, you know, hopefully are, you know, if we do what we're trying to do, you know, we'll get to know folks better and we'll get to, include folks more and, folks will feel more, connected. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah, man.
It really is.
Yeah. So it's that welcoming people into that space. And, you know, the great thing is, you know, you think back to those early episodes, man, like, okay, well, you know, I'll start it by saying this. When I moved to Houston, you know, there's a question of like, will the magic still be there, right? Like, is it you know, throughout all the interwebs and everything else, are we still able to be connected? And I remember, I won't say who, but there was somebody who was worried that we were going to lose the magic when that happens. And so so we tested it and we sent them a episode where you and I were in different locations recording it. And I think we had like two like that. And they were like, hey, when are you going to do it when y'all are in different locations? We're like, well, we've been doing that the last couple of episodes. You didn't even know.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a nice validating.
that was affirmation. Yes. Yeah.
It was important affirmation. It was a way to test to make sure.
It was.
But man, I miss you. All right. I miss you. I miss your musk. I miss your. I think we should get a cabin together.
We need to find you some new musk.
No, man, but seriously, I miss that energy that comes from recording together. And so one of the things that we've been talking about for this coming year is that our goal is for the vast majority of the episodes to get back together in the exact same place to record them together. And of course, man, it makes sense, right? Like, I just come home to Jackson, right? Like, we could do it there. Or we could take the show on the road.
Ooh.
We could actually go to some places we've never been before and get a chance to meet some of y'all, especially, you know, like obviously I go to Grand Rapids quite a bit. You know, I'm in Texas as well. You know, you make it out to Chicago, like, but there's some places you and I have never been. And there's some from around the country that I'm sure would love the opportunity to look at us and realize just how short and ugly we are. And so and so, man, I am thrilled to say that this year we'll be taking the show on the road. Now, we don't have any kind of like itinerary specifically that we're ready to promote out or anything like that. It is going to be very much kind of the weeks right before it happens. We'll be putting it out there for meetups and that sort of thing. And what I would like to ask from listeners is those of you, and I know the folks in Grand Rapids are like, well, you need to still consider us because John David hasn't been here. So it doesn't
still have it. still have it.
So just exactly. Bo doesn't count. We want John David. We always get like, you know, the worst Country Squire radio member. We want the best one. So I get it.
Whatever.
But what I would love for y'all to do is those of you from around the country, especially those of you who either John David or myself have not had the opportunity to make it out your way, let us know. Let us know where you're at. Recommend kind of some cool spots, like maybe a shop or something like that. Maybe a place where we might be able to host a live recording or something of that nature. We want to hear from y'all. We want to make that a collaborative effort to kind of determine where we're going. Our first one, we're kind of doing just the two of us just because we got to kind of work the mechanics out of this whole thing first in kind of that same testing it type of way. But after that, man, I'm really excited to hopefully get some feedback from the listeners and find out where they want us to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm guessing not Canada. I'm just going to guess Canada's probably not going to.
I think they may actually, as part of our repentance, they might actually want us to come up there.
You think so?
It's time to polish up the old passport, man.
Canadians are very forgiving. I feel bad. Now that this is potentially a reality, let me give a legit apology to Canada. No, I'm kidding. What were you saying?
They're going to feed you a moose or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of those things where, we're looking forward to getting back together, but also for using this as an opportunity to come meet you guys and come see where you're at and interact with your pipe clubs and your brick and mortar tobacco shops and hug your necks and smoke a bowl with you and hoist a pint with you and all that kind of stuff. We're excited about that. And so Bo and I are kind of using this opportunity. Our show's grown enough and frankly, it, because of your support, through the incredible graciousness of the folks who give to us at our Patreon and Missouri Meerschaum as well, we're going to be able to take this on the road and to do a better job of coming to you guys. And that's so, right. And y'all are making that possible, literally. Yeah. And so, Bo and I are going to get to reconnect in a way that we, really are excited about. And we're going to get to connect with y'all in some ways that we never really thought possible. But y'all have made possible. And so, we're excited, man. It's going to be neat. It's going to be neat.
I'm excited.
Country Squire Radio, but it'll be good and maybe a little different. Yeah.
I think it's a fun and exciting time for us. We hope that it's fun and exciting for y'all as well. If you've got questions about any of this stuff, feel free to write into the show. We'll try to field some of those on future episodes and that sort of thing. But yeah, man, it's exciting. And I love the fact that like so many people over the years have taken their pipe pilgrimage to the Squire. And this is potentially an opportunity for us to take our pipe pilgrimage to y'all. You know what I mean? Like to the listener. Yeah. Like I think that's so cool. So anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
I just got chill bumps.
I know, right? I'm like jazzed, man. This is exciting.
Know, me too.
Well, hey, we're like 30 minutes in and we haven't even touched the topic yet, but it is a kind of a little bit of a lighter topic. And some folks might have even seen the title for this episode and thought, what are they doing with that?
Yeah, I know. Right.
But I want to set it up like this. You know, this last past holiday season was really, really nice to sit back, kick back, enjoy some good food, see family that we haven't seen in such a long time. And also just kind of kick back and enjoy the pipe. And man, I'll never forget this year, kind of late into the holiday season. I'm sitting back, I'm enjoying my pipe. And my daughter comes up and asks me, Daddy, what is it like to smoke a pipe? And I looked at her and I thought, that is a great topic for a Country Squire Radio episode.
And you know what's funny about it is we get that question a lot in the shop, particularly from the cigar smoker, more or less. It's like, someone comes in and they're like, well, I'm smoking this other thing and it should be kind of the same. So why would I smoke a pipe? Okay, you're telling me you don't inhale and what's the point? Like why do you even do that? And what's it what's the experience like? And it's a fair question, right?
It is. I appreciated like her innocence kind of coming to that question, cuz when you have somebody asking, like, where the question comes from informs how you consider the question. And so like it really does.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you think about it. Like, cause like you mentioned, a cigar smoker is asking that question from a very specific standpoint. A cigarette smoker may be asking that from a very specific standpoint. A college kid who wants to look smart is thinking about it from that standpoint, which was us, by the way. Like, so that,
exactly.
They're asking that from a specific standpoint. And man, and a child coming to ask their father that is also just a very specific standpoint. So I love the innocence of that question. And after I kind of got over the whole, like, that is a great idea for a Country Squire Radio episode, because of course, priorities, I was also thinking like, man, how do I answer that to someone that has no concept? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sure. And so I answered it to her from the standpoint of like, it's a relaxing process. You kind of, you pull the heat in your mouth and that sort of thing. And, you can push out the smoke and you're able to kind of taste it a little bit as it's kind of in your mouth. I don't actually breathe it in. And I really like the cool smoke rings that come out of it. I was trying to kind of answer it from that standpoint. But I'm very curious for you, man, from your experience, the cigar smoker the cigarette smoker, the new kind of coming in curious, doesn't really smoke anything. Like, how do you breach that subject? How would you explain it to those different folks, man?
Well, and it is very important to, you know, kind of assess where folks are coming from. Let's take, for instance, the cigarette smoker. Like, you know, what is it like to smoke a pipe? Well, you know, with the cigarette, you know, it, comparatively, you're lighting something that's easy to light, easy to keep lit, produces a fix that you're going for, and then you're kind of moving on about your day. You know, the point is kind of what you get from, you know, the punch of the cigarette. You know, the point is not necessarily the ritual of it and all this other stuff.
And so,
you know, I think in talking about the pipe, what's it like to smoke a pipe for a cigarette smoker? You know, they're going to need to know that, well, you know, the nicotine is different in pipe tobacco. It's certainly there. It's a present thing, but with the pipe, you know, if you're smoking a cigarette to get your buzz, your tingly feeling after lunch, whatever it is, you know, with a pipe, your experience is going to be different for that, because it's just it's consumed a different way. The nicotine is it's different in how it affects you from pipe tobacco. So you're experiencing that nicotine in a tangential way rather than kind of the direct way. You know, kind of going in just for that thing. And then also there's this sense in which there's a lot more trouble to the pipe. You know, the pipe is going to force you to slow down. It's going to force you to connect with this little ritual that you have to accomplish in order to make it happen, rather than just pulling a pre-made, item out of your pocket and lighting it with a lighter, and then it being done in 3 minutes or whatever. So that's the cigarette smoker. For the cigar smoker,
hang on, just if we could like live there for just a quick second, man. Cause like,
yeah, sure.
It's slow down. It's like that message is slow down. Right. Like it's a
and that's what you want. Yeah.
Yes. Man, I have tried to convince so many different cigarette smokers, like, hey, switch the pipe. It's different, but it's better for you. You're slowing down.
Yeah.
You're not like just hammering in. You're not like intake. No. Slow down. That's what to me. And again, that's more of like a mental thing than a practical thing, but it really communicates so much more to that kind of frame of mind, is just slow it down, man. Slow it down.
That's a great way to put it. It does. So you are receiving some of the relaxing effects of it, but it's forcing you to, even your pulse is dropping, you know, you're becoming more sanguine. I mean, you know, it's just something that it starts to affect your physiology, even, because you're mentally just, you're resting. You're learning how to rest when you smoke your pipe.
Exactly. You don't see that many jittery pipe smokers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's a good way to put it. So you have that element there with the cigar, for instance. You know, if you're coming to the pipe from the cigar world, which we see quite a bit in our shop, the folks are like, well, you know, if it tastes the same, and with a cigar, I just light it and then I sit there and it's done. I mean, that sounds pretty relaxing, right? Like, why would I want to do something that requires a lot more work for the same exact result? And well, it's different. For so many of the pipe smokers that take it up, the fun of it is part of the preparation. It's this little setting of the setting up of the altar. You know, you're kind of creating your little space, and you're going through the motions. It's a Japanese tea ceremony of tobacco, right? It's kind of going through this process in which you are connecting with the pipe you've selected. You're connecting with the tobacco you've selected. You're selecting even things like your lighter and your tamper, the appropriate place. All these things make it. In some ways, just very rich compared to a cigar. And there's nothing wrong with a cigar. Cigars are great. Bo and I both love them and enjoy them.
Yeah.
And all that, but there's something about that connectivity with the process and with these elements that you're using. I'm using a lot of almost spiritual verbiage here,
and well, of course,
I probably
it's
should
square. Squire Radio.
Well, I probably should shy away from that, honestly, because that's probably giving it maybe a little more than it needs or deserves. But there is that sense in which it's, you know, you're doing something that connects with your heart in a different way than with a cigar. And so, you know, cigar and another thing, too, folks are like, well, if it's the same exact experience, but this requires a lot of work, then well, I don't want to do that. The thing is, it's not the same exact experience. What is it like to smoke a pipe? The pipe is delicate. It's nuanced. It's interesting. It's complex, but it also, well, it changes a lot. As you're smoking the pipe, as you work the pipe, it rewards you. You know, a cigar, it cigar's great, but you don't have to fight with it. you don't have to work it. It doesn't reward you in the way that a pipe does. And the delicacy of a pipe, the pipe tobacco, where the wispiness as it comes and goes, it really is dependent on each and every little leaf that gets consumed by fire and in what order it gets consumed and at what temperature and how fast and all these other things. And it's just magic. And so because of that, it's a lot more complex than of a process and of an experience than the cigar in my mind.
Do you really consider you said something that I think is interesting. Do people actually assume that like a cigar tastes the same as a pipe?
Yeah.
Because to me, there could be nothing different, more different in my mind.
Yeah, and that there again, that's part of the education of, you know, someone coming from the cigar world to the pipe world. They're like, well, you know, well, I smoke this kind of cigar, so what kind of pipe tobacco do I want? Well, you may want a pipe tobacco that tastes similar to that in essence, but also when you come to the pipe, your expectations should be different. Mm-hmm. They should be different. You should go into it understanding that your experience is going to be different, and the flavors are going to be probably a little more subtle, and the heat on your tongue is going to affect your perception of it a little differently, and the rhythm of keeping your pipe lit is going to affect how you're enjoying the flavors and also just how long the pipe lasts compared to how long a big old cigar lasts, if it is a big cigar. You know, all these things come into play where you kind of, you may decide pretty quickly that, you know, the pipe tobacco that you're interested in is going to be a different animal altogether than the normal cigar you smoke. And that doesn't necessarily just mean, okay, well, when I smoke a cigar, I'm smoking a, you know, Camacho Triple Maduro, but when I smoke a pipe, I want to smoke CAO Cherry Bomb or something, you know. I mean, like, right. Obviously those are two total opposites, right? That we see right. And understand, and that's, you know, fair. But it can even be more than that, though. It's like, well, you know, with pipe tobaccos, you know, certain type of, just like with cigars, you're going to have certain types of leaves that, you know, the variety is going to affect you differently. Your tongue will, you know, respond to differently with your palate, and the aroma will be different. And we're not just talking about different casings, but different leaves themselves. It's a whole different ballgame, and there's a whole new world to explore with that. So, anyway, we, you know, wax on and on, but, you know, that's the idea, though, is kind of communicating the richness of it for someone that's maybe used to consuming a product that is just kind of plug and play, to the whole experience of the ritual of the pipe. That's really special. It really is.
That's really good. I'm curious of your, you know, just in terms of like cigar smokers who've kind of come in and, well, okay, so let me ask you this first. And I ballpark, obviously this is not going to be like scientific or anything like that, but percentage-wise, how many folks, like cigar smokers, that ask you like, what is it like to smoke a pipe? How many of them actually give it a try? Just ballpark.
Yeah, I'd probably say 20%, something
about 20%.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, of those 20%, how many would you say stick with it or kind of like oh, okay, and then they go back to cigar? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, of the 20%, probably another 20%. so it's a very small amount. Yeah, I do think that now we do have some that you know, will smoke it occasionally, but it's very much a supplemental thing. It doesn't become a deal that, you know, rivals their cigar smoking in a lot of. Now we do have folks that do. They really switch over and it becomes their first love, which we obviously, as a pipe guy, gosh, we love to see that. But
absolutely.
But yeah, it's you know, I think I think cigar smoking is so different. You know, if people really do go into the pipe expecting the same thing, they're kind of missing the point, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but that's my point. Like, so,
I don't know
so
if that gets it. Yeah,
it's interesting, though, right?
To the heart of it. Yeah.
So it's that kind of minority within a minority type of, you know, percentile mm-hmm. that actually mm-hmm. kind of might stick with it. I would even argue for cigarette smokers, it's probably even smaller, you know, in terms of like those that might actually like convert. At least that's been my experience.
I think that's probably right. Yeah. I think that's probably right.
And mm-hmm. so I think it does speak to the fact that like, you can't lump these three categories together. They're so extremely different
yeah.
that it does kind of take that explaining what is it like to smoke a pipe
well,
to people who smoke other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's similarities, but yeah.
And then you've got the folks that I didn't even really touch on, and those are the folks that have never smoked anything at all.
Right. Okay. So that is a different group right there. Yeah.
We
yeah.
see a lot of that. I mean, and that's mm-hmm. that's who I was, you know. I mean, all my friends, I was a pretentious little, you know, what was it, like junior in high school or something. And I was like, well, all my friends are, you know, dipping and smoking, you know, Marlboro Lights. That's dumb. I'm better than them. I'm going to smoke a pipe. Look at me. And yeah, I know, right? As if I was cool or something. Those guys are making right. like, you know, six figures and everything now. And right. I'm, you know, in my little pipe shop dealing drugs. But yeah, that's just, you know, kind of where I was in my mindset of it before I really fell in love with it for its own sake. And yeah. and so a lot of folks are in that space and they come to the pipe in a curious way. And you mentioned it before, you've got some folks that are interested in the contemplative part of it, maybe a hero mm-hmm. of theirs smoked a pipe, or maybe, you know, they just realize that it kind of fits their persona. Maybe they're a romantic at heart that enjoys reading and literature and C.S. Lewis and all this kind of thing. And, you know, and so they're like, well, you know, let me try this pipe smoking thing. You know, it's I've never smoked anything at all. And so for those people, you know, what is it like to smoke a pipe? Well, it's relaxing. It's a joy in some sense. It's something that forces you to rest and to connect. You know, when we think about even meditation and like, if you've ever gone to like a yoga class or something, which I'm not, you know, big into that kind of stuff, but if, you know, I'm a John David Cole yoga expert, imagine that. But
have you ever actually tried a yoga class?
I have. Let's talk about it some other time. But, So, okay. but you know, you think about like the breathing exercises and getting into like, okay, you know, breathe in, let it out. You know, you're kind of regulating your body's anxiety and you're regulating your body's state. That's what pipe smoking is like. It's almost like an exercise in mindfulness. It really is. You have to be present to smoke a pipe. You can't really do it well and daydream. You can once you get good at it. But I mean, to smoke a pipe, to do it well, you've got to be present with the pipe. You've got to be there. And you've got to pay attention to what you're doing. And that's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And so for the non-smoker that picks his pipe up or her pipe up, it's like, well, you're doing something good for your heart. You know, you're doing something good for your mental state and your well-being. And it really is therapy. I don't know. It's good stuff. Man, that's how's that good. For an endorsement? Yeah.
No, that's great. Well, so, all right. So here's my, then I'm going to ask you again, the ballpark question here.
Yeah.
For those folks. And again, these are folks that have come into the Squire.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
That are like coming specifically to you, John David Cole tobacconist, local pipe shop owner, whatever it is. And they've come to you and they've not smoked a pipe before and they're kind of exploring. And they ask that question of what's it like to smoke a pipe?
Yeah.
How many of those people pick it up and kind of like, you know, kind of join, maybe not like deep into the community that they're listening to like a pipe podcast or anything like that. But I mean, like, how many of those folks do you think actually like, you know, stick with it?
Yeah. It's not over 50%. I do think,
but it's got to be over 20%.
But it's over 20%. Yeah. I think a lot of those, you know, folks that come in we'll probably see about half of them again, I'd say. You know, those folks that come in and they want to experiment with it, we try really, really hard to get them set up with all the right stuff and, you know, and make sure they know how to light their pipe and, you know, understand different types of tobacco and You know, just anticipate all the questions and troubles that they might have in their pipe journey. But, you know, for a lot of those people, they try it and they are done. But I'd probably say about half of them we'll see again. You know, we get them, we get another shot at them. You know, we get another shot to really inspire them to get into it and to dive in and, you know, find other tobaccos that you like. And we'll, you know, what did this one, when you smoked this one, what was it, you know, what, why did you struggle with that one? And why did you like this one more than that one? And, you said you liked the taste or the smell of this one, but there was something that bothered you. Let's talk about that. And we try to get past that and transcend those things to help folks enjoy the pipe even more. And so I'd say probably about half of the folks that come in and try the pipe for the very first time and they've never smoked anything at all. We'll get another crack at them. We'll see them again. And we keep roping them into the community. And sometimes they become the community. So it's kind of neat. Yeah.
You know, I love that. We've talked about it before, but I mean, like, I always see folks in the cigar kind of space as kind of like our cousins to some extent, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a relationship there. And I mean, there's different schools of thought on this. I know that this is kind of a controversial take, but I mean, I always see people in the cigarette world. I'm like trying to save you, like kick off the yoke of the cigarette, come enjoy a pipe. Like this is a much better consumption method. It's going to be much better for you than just like pounding cigarettes. It's not anyway. So I don't, you know, like I see them as like, we're trying, we want you to be part of the family to rescue you from the gutter. And again, different schools of thought. I realize I offended people just by saying that.
Right.
That's just how I've always kind of seen it. So, but there are three different mindsets in terms of that kind of first person coming in, likes the idea of the pipe for pipe culture, whatever it may be. And they're kind of inquiring. There's that person who's a cigar smoker who just kind of sees a friend smoking pipes or you know, smells pipe tobacco for the first time. And it's just like, wait, what? You know, it kind of piques their interest. They realize it's something's a little different there. And then that cigarette smoker that's just kind of like, well, you know, I need to quit. What else can I do? Like, you know, there's kind of that a different mindset.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
man, what's it like to smoke a pipe? It depends on who you are in terms of how best to present that as an answer. So hopefully that was a nice kind of, and there's a little bit of a choose your own adventure path there, which is really great. And, you know, when it comes to choosing your own adventure, no one knows creating adventures that you can choose, like our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum, who've created some incredible pipes and pipe shapes out of corn and clay. Well, I guess they didn't create the ones out of clay, but they've got some great stuff, man.
They do have some fantastic stuff, and they have not only created adventures out of corn and clay, but they also now are creating adventures out of tobacco, and they are working with some of the best tobacconists in the world to come out with some really cool blends. And I just want to take this opportunity to plug Lord Morgan. Lord Morgan is a new crumble cake tobacco that Missouri Meerschaum has come out with in collaboration with the Sutliff Tobacco Company, which we know and love very much. Lord Morgan Crumble Cake, it is a aromatic English blend. It isn't for the faint of heart because it has 65% of Cyprian Latakia mixed in with some Orientals, Virginias, and Burleys, along with a dash of Perique. And so this thing has got almost everything but the kitchen sink in it, but it is it's very full-bodied and just a lot of fun to smoke. So check it out. It is a limited or a special edition tobacco that is available right now through corncobpipe.com. There is a limit of 5, but you can order today. Order up to 5 tins, and man, you'll be really happy that you did. This is something that's going to age very well, too. And so they just did a really, really fine job with this. But check it out, Lord Morgan Pipe Tobacco at corncobpipe.com. You can go there and order it right now, and they'll ship it right to your front door.
That's right. And hey, big thanks to the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show.
Your thoughts? Your comments. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback this week. Man, I love this one because this is actually setting up an episode coming up very, very soon. And watch me nail this name, okay? All right? Expecting me to miss it? No, it's going to happen. Gerson Fernando de Anito. I think I nailed it.
I actually think you messed it up because it's not Fernando, it's Fernandino. You got so close, Bo. You did so good, man.
I was so close.
I'm really proud of you, and you really tried to crush it with the accent and the enthusiasm. I'm proud.
It wasn't a full accent. It was a finesse. When I do an accent, it's offensive. I was trying to finesse it, not pull on the full accent.
Oh my gosh! No. Okay, so Gerson, man, we're so thankful you wrote it. What does do you want me to read this or are you reading?
Yeah. What does Danito say?
He says, "Man, hello, Bo and JD. This is Gerson. I doubt Bo gets my name right. LOL." And he didn't, but he got close.
From Gerson. Brazil.
He says, "I'm from Brazil, a pipe smoker since February this year, and listening to the show probably since then. I love the show. I'm really happy to have so many episodes to delve in and to learn from you guys. In fact, Spotify just reminded me that the Country Squire Radio was my top podcast listened to in 2021. 82 episodes and over 4,000 minutes so far because the year is not over yet.
Wow.
I'm writing to share this with you that the new National Geographic documentary on the incredible Jacques Cousteau is available on Disney Plus, and it features many, many pipes. You guys have already mentioned some movies and film-related personalities that feature pipe smoking, and I thought you would like to know about this one. It's called Becoming Cousteau, and in addition to showing the main milestones of the life and career of this amazing inventor, scientist, filmmaker, it shows Cousteau himself and his son and other crew members smoking their pipes. They're bent pipes, straight, large, small. Of course, we can see them smoking cigars and cigarettes, too. Who didn't in the 1960s and 70s, right? But I believe the fact that pipes are shown in the film is awesome, and it adds to the romantic image of seamen smoking their pipes at sunset, either in contemplation or in thought. And I hope you guys like it. So that's from Gerson in Brazil. And man, we are so grateful for your listenership. And man, thank you for the recommendation. Yeah, that's good stuff.
See, I love this, man. This is somebody who's kind of in that pipe orbit, right? An individual
right.
who has a very kind of storied life and an opportunity to do kind of a deep dive. And again, we got to come up with something better than Heroes of the Bowl. But this is whatever the spiritual successor of Heroes of the Bowl is. I wish I knew. I really wanted to know going into this episode when we were setting everything up.
Maybe a wise or wordsmith listener will give us an idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, they used to have the real American heroes, and then that became real men of genius. But like, both of these don't quite work there because, for one thing, you know, we want to cover both men and women, and the other is that, you know, not all these folks are American. There's gonna be like individuals from throughout
and
the world.
And not all these people are heroes. You know, I mean, some of them
exactly.
There's been scoundrels that we've been like, well, this person isn't a hero, but they're well known. You know,
and some of them won't be geniuses. You know, like who knows?
Like, yeah, anyway, like you and me. That, yeah,
that's the low bar right there.
Yeah. I know, right?
Anyway, man, Gerson, thank you so much for this listener feedback and really for inspiring kind of our first candidate in this new Heroes of the Bowl successor series that will be coming to you very soon. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Man, we want to encourage everybody to write into the show. Like I said, we spent a lot of time this episode really setting up this year, and I'm sure that many of you have questions, thoughts, maybe suggestions for things that you'd like us to talk about. If any of those new series kind of piqued your interest and you've got areas that you'd like us to dive into or something of that nature, by all means, write into the show. We'd love to hear from you. You can write in show@countrysquireradio.com. That again is show@countrysquireradio.com. Also keep those pipe questions of the week coming as well. We want to make sure that we're stocked up for kind of our first recording trip that we've got coming up. And yeah, we've got a good bit of them here, but we want to keep encouraging y'all to send those in and have those at the ready for you, especially folks like Gerson, who is a relatively new pipe smoker as well. We especially love getting those questions in from that camp. So by all means, please send those in. You can also follow us throughout the week. You can follow John David at John David Cole. You can follow the shop @_CountrySquire or the show @SquireRadio. But all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. Well, John David, man, it is 2022, my friend.
2022. I've already messed it up on like three checks that I've written.
Oh, yeah.
And we're 3 days in. But man, excited for a new year. Lots of really neat things to look forward to this year, for the show, for our personal lives, for the shop. You know, I'm fired up, man. This is optimistic. It's a fun season. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Well, hey, let's go have a year.
See you, brother.